2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney was one of the first high-profile members of the GOP to come out strongly against how then-candidate Trump was acting and treating others during last fall's campaign. In 2016, Romney said of Trump, among other things, quote, "He's a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University," end quote. President Trump hasn't forgotten those words or Romney's other criticisms of him, and there is talk he's trying to keep Romney out of the U.S. Senate by encouraging 83-year-old Orrin Hatch to run for re-election. With me to talk about that and more is James Curry, political scientist at the University of Utah. James, do you tell Republicans want Orrin Hatch to run for what would be an eighth term?
And, you know, there's a mix of opinions about that in Utah. Several months ago, I would have said, no, you had a pretty strong set of public opinion in Utah among Utah voters saying that they did not want Orrin Hatch to run. His approval rating was about as low as it ever had been. That's ticked up a bit in the last few months. There was a poll out recently that showed he's, you know, inching towards having a majority of Utahns approve of the job he's doing, and which, you know, it's a signal that they'd be happy to vote for him again. But there's a little bit of weakness there. He has been there a long time, and there's a sense among some people that maybe it's time for him to hang it up.
Mitt Romney was an elected official in Massachusetts. We know, of course, he has very strong ties to Utah. Would people be encouraged by him running if Orrin Hatch did not decide to run?
Yes, I think so. I can't imagine an official or a person who would be more popular to be the person to replace Orrin Hatch in the Senate among Utah Republican voters. You could make the case that's also true about someone like John Huntsman. But, you know, Mitt Romney is incredibly popular in Utah, you know, stemming from his success as a, you know, a prominent national LDS Republican and elected official, also from the work he did with the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City. He's incredibly popular in the state. We saw that in 2012 with the just tremendous vote total he got among Utah voters when he's running for president. He's very popular, and I think that would be, yeah, even though he's, you know, doesn't have like the long-standing Utah ties that some folks do, he would be quite popular on the ballot.
And would a majority of Utah Republicans be okay with a Republican senator from Utah who openly criticizes the president? We've seen here in Arizona that Jeff Flake has decided to not run for re-election, mostly because of what he said about President Trump hurting his popularity so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that would be okay in Utah. You know, Trump isn't terribly popular in Utah. Less than a majority of Utah voters say they approve of the job Trump is doing. Far more people in a recent poll said that they'd be willing to vote for somebody other than Trump in the 2020 election if they had the right, you know, right opportunity or the right candidate. Trump is not terribly popular. We saw this during the 2016 election where third-party candidates like Evan McMullen were able to garner a substantial portion of the vote, obviously not enough to really cost Trump the state. But it's not a state where he is very, very popular. And Mitt Romney is. And his criticism of Trump, I think, it resonates with Utah Republican voters who are a little, you know, uncomfortable with the sort of the behavior of Trump in office and some of his issue positions, particularly on things like refugees and immigrants.
That, again, brings us back to Jeff Flake, who has even said that he probably agrees with Trump on, except for trade and immigration, probably everything else for the most part, but he just really is uncomfortable with the way he acts. How big is the morality question to Utah Republican voters?
It's a big deal. You know, LDS Republican voters who make up the vast majority of Utah Republican voters, they're not as comfortable with that kind of candidate, with that kind of attitude or language or approach to politics. It's generally a lot more genial. It's also a state where Utah Republican voters, you know, Utah's a very Republican state, but I never really describe it as an incredibly conservative state. LDS Republicans are fairly moderate, all things considered. They're pretty, you know, they're not as negative towards immigration or refugees as a lot of other Republican voters. They're really kind of these semi-socially moderate, you know, small business type Republicans that fits very well with somebody like Mitt Romney, and not as well with somebody like a Donald Trump.
James Curry, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Utah. James, thanks for the time. Good to talk with you.
Oh, thanks for having me.